The basic principle that our Lord is enunciating here is found expressed in another way in the letter to the Ephesians. We're starting chapter 3 today of the letter to the Ephesians. And twice Paul mentions revelation. You heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. Notice again stewardship, as in the other text. I've been entrusted with something. And that something is for the good of you. And therefore I must administer that. It was given to me for your benefit, he's saying, you see. Namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. As I have written earlier, God has spoken to me and has entrusted me with this message. Period. That cuts through so much of our church planting. Church is based on prophecy. And it lives by prophecy. It's a wonderful thing when the person who is responsible for the whole church, namely the Pope, lives by prophecy, lives by revelation. Then he says, you see, when you read this, you can understand my insight into the mysterium, God's plan, revealed and consecrated in Christ. See, this mystery was not made known to human beings in other generations, and it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Been revealed by the Spirit. That's what has been entrusted. Huh? And our Lord goes on, I want to be able to touch every day a little bit on Luke, because I'm hoping then when you read St. Luke, you'll have you'll be prepared for what's there and understand it better. And it's providential that, of course, we have these readings today. We're still in chapter 12 in St. Luke, and which was talking about, as we remember, we've been listening to for days now, the time of reckoning, the time of the end of things, and so forth. Now our Lord's talking about those who are in leadership. You see, he's planning to build his church. And so now he's going to teach those to whom he has entrusted the leadership of his church and whom he plans to guide by revelation. The first part is a common image that's found in many of the Gospels record this image of the, if the householder knew when the thief was coming, he'd stay awake and catch him. He wouldn't go to sleep and let his house get plundered. So you too, stay awake, or you'll get plundered. This is very sober advice. And then Luke has Peter say, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And now it's applied to the faithful and prudent servants. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Now, what's the food that this servant is distributing? It's revelation. It's God's Word. God's Word, which has, by the mercy of God, come alive in him for the sake of everybody else. And when blessed that man when the Lord comes and finds him doing so. He'll put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master comes, he's going to hear about it. And this is the other side of, as our Lord ends this section here, as Luke ends this teaching of our Lord, you see, much will be required of the person entrusted with much. And still more will demand it of the one who has been entrusted with more. Now let's just start from the basics. Here we are, 35 people here. By the mercy of God, up in the morning, and here, to hear the word of God, and to be fed on the body and blood of Christ, much will be asked of us. Well, I got here by myself. You never did. First place, you don't have the brains to know you should be here. That's the gift from the Holy Spirit. Some days it's a little hard to get up in the morning. But today at least you made it, by the mercy of God. See, we're moved by God. And so we're here. This is a grace that we're here. Now, we've been entrusted with much already. Now, this is not supposed to frighten us. This is supposed to be a mystery of love. To receive revelation is to have your heart opened up by love. And then in love, want the whole world to know the greatness of God, the plan of God, the future for this person's life or this group's life. We know it by revelation. We just had a revelation this morning, right? Every time the gospel is read at the liturgy, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. So Jesus just proclaimed this to us. We've received revelation already this morning. The trick is, how much of it are we going to let really register, and how much is going to pass us by? And so then the Lord says, and so he's negligent. He eats and drinks, he beats up everybody, he abuses everybody. When the Master comes, he's going to have a reckoning. Now you see the responsibility of the Pope, the bishops, the priests, the deacons, people who have been entrusted to preach the Word of God. Revelation continues in the church. It grows in depth through the preaching. And so, this is responsibility. Right now in this country, we're faced with needing to hear the Word of God. It's a crucial time. And so, you see, we pray. Every day, we pray for the bishop of the diocese and we pray for the Pope. Every day at the liturgy. Because of the greatness of this responsibility. But it's the responsibility of parents. And it's responsibility of everybody, in lesser ways, who has heard the word, to let it be known. That's how you feed. Huh? And so then, as I saw this gospel, I thought, we just have to say Mass today, for the Pope and the bishops particularly, and in a special way for those who are at the Synod, which is just beginning to wrap up, which is going to be a declaration on the Word of God in the life and pastoral practice of the Church. A declaration. They've been working on it now for a few weeks, you see, and prepared the preparations much longer. How important this is. But you see, my friends, it begins with us. Much has been entrusted to us by the very fact that we are here and we've heard the word and we're going to be fed on the body and blood of Christ. But the much that's going to be required is not exacted by an investor who wants to see whether all that he invested you with is going to... It's love. It's love. We're not going to fulfill all this. If I run outside and shout to everybody, hey, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, oh, I'm safe. That's not right, is it? I mean, it's probably better than doing nothing. But is love. What have we been entrusted with more than anything else? The very life of God by love. And if we let that take hold of our spirit, it's in love that we'll do what this gospel is teaching us to do.